brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I have on the phone with us on this Monday, March 3rd, 2014, we've got Paul Joseph Watson. We've been talking about Ukraine, and just before the break, we were talking about what's going on in the UK. We have the mayor of London now saying that he's going to perhaps look at the religious beliefs of people that he labels as radical. And maybe the government ought to take those children from them. And, of course, this is all a relative term here, isn't it, Paul? When they start talking about people being racist, we're reminded that they've also talked about people being racist if they oppose even any kind of immigration. But we also see that when they start talking about hate, we've seen that applied to mainstream evangelical groups. As I mentioned just before the break, we had the Southern Poverty Law Center. I like to call them the Southern Poverty Law Pimps because they always are pimping this narrative. And we see that the U.S. military in many scenarios is repeating what they say and linking mainstream evangelical Christian organizations like the Family Research Council, linking them with the Ku Klux Klan and other groups that have been identified as racist hate groups, just so that people start to think of Christianity that way. It's a very troubling thing. And now we see the mayor of London coming out for that, as at the same time that we see the government is assigning a minder to children in Scotland from birth until the age of 18. So anything else you wanted to address about that, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, the SPLC and the ADL, there was actually a gunman who attacked a Family Research Council facility and tried to massacre a bunch of people.
Yes.
Because he believed the SPLC propaganda about them being evangelical extremists. So they talk about violence and use it to demonize conservative groups when the gunman was violent or attempted to be violent. He was neutralized by a security guard based on their propaganda. So they were the ones instigating the violence. But yeah, it's part of the state getting its tentacles into every aspect of people's lives. I did an article a couple of years ago about a case in America where a father of two was harassed by CPS workers because he refused to make his children drink tap water, and he fed them organic food. So that was reason enough for the CPS to conduct an investigation, a warrantless search of his home and the contents of his refrigerator. So you can see how easily this can slide into absolute tyranny. And the Scottish law has been passed. Children up to the age of 18 have a guardian state minder interfering in family lives, trying to find any reason to prosecute child abuse, which, of course, will reduce the possibility of finding actual child abuse, because now it's such a target-rich environment because every parent is treated as a potential child abuser.
That's right, and I guess if you're okay if you give your children bread that's made with a chemical they use to make rubber mats, but if you're really concerned if you're concerned about their food, then basically you're paranoid and you're dangerous. Maybe you're a conspiracy theorist if you're concerned about genetic modification, transgenetic modification of our food. That they can use that for anything, and that's the really troubling thing. We see that happening within the schools. We see it happening over and over again. The government really wants control of everything. We see that happening with the FDA, and we're going to be talking to Anthony Gucciardi about the overreach of the FDA. We've seen it happening with the FCC. They're now trying to extend their tentacles into the Internet. You know, this is an organization that was started initially just to allocate bandwidth between different radio stations, and now they're trying to move themselves into content. So there's this kind of creeping intrusion from all these different bureaucracies. They never seem to get enough control of our lives.
Well, yeah, and they sell it all on, you know, cracking down on extremism and radicalism. Mm-hmm. Then you actually look at what the government defines as extremism and radicalism, and it's basically protest any political viewpoint that's not the orthodoxy, feeding your kids organic food, being a member of UKIP. It's basically anything.
Thank you, Paul. We're going to be right back. We're going to have some more news. That's Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Stay tuned. We've got Kathleen Willey as well as Anthony Gucciardi coming up. Stay tuned.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex on this Monday, March 3rd, 2014. We were just talking to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK about the Ukraine, as well as moves within the UK, within Scotland, other places, to assert the government's control over children and take that away from parents. Very disturbing news there, but we did hear that Russia has backed down from its self-imposed deadline in the Crimea. Hopefully things will start to de-escalate in spite of the fact that the Obama administration and John Kerry's State Department have been doing everything they can to inflame these tensions here. We hope that is going to tone down and not evolve into a larger war with NATO and Europe. Now, we're also going to have on the show coming up at the bottom of the hour, Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to be talking about the FDA, one of our favorite alphabet industries. Now, Kathleen Willey is going to be joining us in the third hour, and she's going to be talking about how the Clintons responded to her claims, as well as other allegations from ladies that there was sexual misconduct by Bill Clinton with a lot of different women, and how they attacked them personally. We can see the FDA doing that now. The FDA is doing that. We've got an article here from Washington's blog. The FDA spies on whistleblowers to protect Big Pharma. This came up over the weekend. This story is about a former head of radiology at Yale University. And this guy was looking at, he was working for the FDA, looking at the amount of radiation coming out of certain devices, and he found that it was extremely high. And this one particular device from General Electric, and the FDA was not going to do anything about that because, you know, might be because General Electric is so well connected within the current administration. Jeffrey Immelt is one of Obama's favorite CEOs, and so they were going to allow these very dangerous levels of radiation to continue on this GE device and approve it. And that's a very dangerous thing because, you know, when people look at the FDA, they want a binary decision. They don't really want to read the insert. They don't really want to read the risk of this. They just know that, hey, this is a legal drug. The FDA has approved it. Therefore, it must be safe. People want a simple yes or no decision like that. And that's really a lot of what is going on at the FDA. The FDA is providing legal cover for companies and drug companies so that if they get sued by someone who has an adverse reaction to a drug or to a device, then they can always say in court, this was approved by the FDA. The FDA looked at this and approved it. There's a very incestuous relationship going on with the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies, as well as the medical device companies, as well as with Big Agra. And it only gets worse. And this is a very disturbing case. This was picked up when it happened by Democracy Now. It's now been picked up by Fox News. Washington Blog is talking about it. It's starting to gain traction. What they did with this guy, after he came to the FDA and they didn't want this to come out, he became a whistleblower. Then they went after him personally, just like the Clintons went after the women who accused Bill Clinton. They installed spyware to record his private emails and his surfing activity. They put cameras. They installed cameras to snap pictures of his screen, and then they used this information to smear him and other whistleblowers. See, this is the 21st century version of what Hillary and Bill Clinton did. It's gotten very much more sophisticated. They now have all of this spyware, and now you see that the FDA is acting like the NSA. Isn't that interesting? Even more so, look at this article that came out over the weekend. We've got the FDA wants to monitor social media chatter about product risks. There's been a lot of talk. It broke here on InfoWars. The food babe came on, and she talked about that additive in the food that is used in rubber mats. Doesn't really have any reason to be in our food except to make it look fluffy and pretty, and yet there's grave health concerns about it. It's banned in many other countries, but it was in Subway bread. And so she came on, introduced a petition. It went viral, and within a couple of days, Subway backed out and said, we're not going to include it anymore. Turns out, though, that it's in over 500 different types of food, the same additive from other companies. So it isn't just one company is doing it. It's all these different companies. And the FDA approves those sorts of things. But they want to know when we have a problem with that. So they want to monitor the chatter on the Internet. And they put out an RFP. They put out a request for somebody to monitor social chatter. Listen to this. It says the agency is looking for a contractor that can provide historical information about the sorts of conversations that consumers are having on blogs, message boards, social media sites about product classes that FDA regulates, like drugs and medical devices, and also food and tobacco, and then track the sentiment and the volume of those conversation shifts. Now, this is the kind of stuff that they want them to record. They want to, whenever these conversations spike or rise slowly or trend downward, they want that information to be gathered. They want to know the popular forums of online discussion. They want the most cited news sources. They want major themes of discussion. They want sentiment analysis, word clouds, message maps, and a sample of verbatim consumer complaints. That's right. They want to know what you're talking about, whether you're leaving a message on the InfoWars, talking about down the comment section, talking about an article. They want that logged. They want that reported. They want that categorized. If we're running stories and people are picking up our stories and putting them out on Facebook about additives and dangerous additives in food, they want to know the source of that. Now, why would they want to know that? Because our government is involved in manufacturing consent. It's an information war. It's a psyop war. And this is social engineering. If you're an engineer, you've got a device and you want to be able to monitor what the output is. You don't want an open system. You want a closed loop system. You don't want to just put something into your black box and then if it comes out, you don't really know whether it's working or not. And if the system starts to drift, maybe you're not getting the output that you originally had. So in an engineering world, you have a closed loop system where you put something in, you've got a known system, the black box that's operating on this, and you get an output. And if things start to change, you want to monitor that output and make adjustments back into the input, or you want to make adjustments into your black box system. That's what the government is doing. That's why privacy matters. People say, I don't care if the NSA is watching me. I don't have anything that I'm hiding. Maybe all you're doing is talking about the Oscars or your favorite television program. But let me tell you something. They're looking at what you're reading, and they want to know if their propaganda is working. That's why the FDA is putting out this request for somebody to do this for them. That's why they've got this request for proposal. They want people to say, to tell them if their propaganda is working. They want people, they want to know what you're thinking. Are you buying their mindless propaganda? Are they winning the info war? Are they winning the PSYOP? And then the other reason you need to be concerned about privacy is because it isn't just the NSA or the CIA or the FBI that is watching everything that you're doing. It is also people like the FDA are monitoring the actions of whistleblowers, and they can use it to blackmail, to destroy the character of people who are honest individuals who say, this device from General Electric is leaking dangerous amounts of radiation. Well, they want to destroy that guy because they want to help General Electric. And the really dangerous thing, as I see it coming down the road, is that the government, once everybody is attuned to the fact that the government is watching what everybody says and knows everything about everybody, and the public says we're fine with that, at that point then the government can make up anything that it wants to about anyone. If you don't have any skeletons in your closet, they can make up those skeletons and they can tell the public, and the public will believe it. The public believed that the Tsarnaev brothers set down those backpacks. Now, we supposedly had video footage, and we were told that the government has cameras everywhere. The government sees everything. The government knows everything. And the government knows that those are the guys that we're looking for. Now, we never saw them setting the backpack down. We didn't have to see video of an explosion. We didn't have to see video of people dying, being torn apart by a bomb. But I would have liked to have seen this video that they supposedly have of the Tsarnaev brothers setting down the backpacks, especially when the backpacks were supposedly a different color than the backpack of one of the brothers. I would like to see that they set them down in the places where the explosion actually occurred. And, of course, the FBI said, we've seen those pictures. We have those pictures. And the governor of Massachusetts said, yes, we have those pictures. And finally, when somebody asked him the obvious question, have you seen those pictures? And so, well, actually, no, I haven't seen those pictures, but the FBI told me that they've got them. See, that's the really dangerous thing. The really dangerous thing is when we become so dependent on the government and we're so intimidated by the government that we think that they know everything, that they see everything, and that they are going to be honest with us, that they're honest actors, that they don't have any ulterior motives, that the FDA is really not trying to cover for their crony capitalists at General Electric, that the FDA is really watching out for your health with the food and the drug stuff. I just talked on the nightly news last week to Mark Baker, Baker's Green Acres in Michigan. He's one of the farmers where the state of Michigan came in and said, you're no longer going to be allowed to have these types of pigs. We're only going to allow the types of pigs that are grown in big agri-factories. Now, your pigs, because you're letting them free-range feed on your farm, you've got pigs that they've got some hair on them, so they look like feral pigs. We're going to declare them to be invasive species, and that's what they did. They came after him and all the farmers who had been raising these types of pigs for decades, and on all the other farms except for two, Mark Baker and one other person who stood up to them. They came on the farms and they shot the pigs. Now, Mark fought them for almost 3 years, and he just won a decision last week saying that they are no longer going to come after him, but they wouldn't give a definition of what an invasive species is. So they're still going to threaten and intimidate the other farmers who don't stand up to their tyranny They're going to still intimidate and threaten everyone who goes with their bluff, just like the TSA. Remember when we had John Corbett stand up to the TSA and show that they couldn't see the devices if it's on your side? What do? They gave John Corbett a lifetime pass. Don't worry about it. Don't complain. Just go along, and you know what? If you stand up, we'll let you go. But everybody else, we're going to enforce tyranny.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at mrod.com. That's MMROD.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. I'm going to be joined in the next segment with Anthony Gucciardi. And we're going to be talking about the long history of the FDA, just as I was talking about the last segment. We're talking about how the FDA is now has a request out to monitor social media chatter about product risks. That's right. They want people to bid on that function. They want to know what people are talking about. They want the public's sentiment to be analyzed. They want a sample of verbatim consumer comments. They want to know where they're getting their information. That's very troubling. We've seen that same kind of activity by the FCC. You know, they had this news media survey that they were going to do, where they were going to embed, as part of a study, they were going to embed people from the FCC in newsrooms, and they were going to ask questions. How do you decide which stories you're going to cover? Who makes these decisions? How are women and minorities represented? A whole slew of things like that they were going to look at. But everybody was concerned that they were getting involved with the content, not just with the radio frequencies, which is what the FCC was originally set up to do. They don't have any authority to get involved in the content. That's protected under the First Amendment. They only were set up to help manage the kind of conflict that you could have if two local radio stations are broadcasting over the same frequency. So they were set up to auction off those frequencies and to control them. They have gradually exercised more and more control over content under the guise that this is something that is being put out there on the public airwaves. Since they give you permission to use this radio frequency, then they could control certain content, like the words that you use. They could say you can't have profanity or you can't show nudity or whatever. But as you had cable come in and people started paying for that and getting that directly into their home, the FCC was not allowed to exercise control over that. That's beginning to change. And that's something we should all be concerned about. Remember that this FCC study was also going to go into newspapers. The FCC has no reason to get involved in newspapers. The FCC has no reason to get involved in cable allocations or bandwidth. That is something that they should not be involved in. They should not be involved in content. And yet we see that Google is very concerned that the FCC is going to start getting involved in internet content. There are a lot of people that are saying that they believe that they're going to essentially enact CISPA in a backdoor. Remember, Obama said, you know, if he can't get things through in the legislature, he's just going to do it anyway in this year of action. Well, one of the ways that he does that is with these regulatory agencies like the FDA, like the FCC. So what they're asserting that they're going to do is start to look at content, and that the FCC might take down content based on copyright claims. Again, we're back to CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, all of these different efforts to take over control of the internet that have been defeated over and over again when they've come before the legislature. So let's not take it before the legislature. Let's just give it to the FCC, say that it's within their scope, and then the FCC can make those determinations. See, one of the problems with this from the very beginning was that someone could just assert that you have a copyright issue and take down your entire website over one issue. And you are not innocent until proven guilty. You don't get your chance in court. They just make the assertion and take it down. And, of course, we've seen that happen over and over again. That was the way they've been operating the war of drugs, the war against American citizens, for a very long time. It wasn't really about stopping drug use. It was about establishing a legal precedent that the government could make assertions about you and then seize your property and do other things to you without you ever having a day in court to violate the Constitution. And everybody, whether they were supportive of drug use for marijuana, what, everyone should be concerned about that. I don't use drugs. I don't recommend that you use drugs, but I have seen the specter, the boogeyman of drugs used to scare people into giving up on our legal system that it has taken us centuries to enact. A blockade against government tyranny, and people are just giving up on that because they are scared about the boogeyman of drugs, or because they're scared later on about the boogeyman of Osama bin Laden. They just abandon it. Most of the people do. So we have to not allow them to continually expand into these areas because we're afraid of something. And we can't allow companies or organizations like the FDA to stand up for companies like General Electric. And if there's a harmful device that they're putting out because they like General Electric, they go after a whistleblower and they attack him personally because they have looked at all of his personal information on his computer. They put spyware on his computer. They took pictures of him. Remember, we were telling you that would happen. Alex has been telling you about that for years. And people say, oh, that's crazy. They can't monitor your cameras. It's not only been done. It's very passe at this point. Everybody knows that. The question is, what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do about your health? take control of your health. We're also going to be talking to Kathleen Willey in the next hour about what the Clintons did to her, so stay tuned. Anthony Gucciardi is coming right up. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, March 3rd, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'm filling in for Alex Jones, and I'm joined here in the studio with Anthony Gucciardi. And we've been talking about the FDA and this amazing request for a proposal that they put out for a company to monitor social media, to see what people are saying about the FDA, about the FDA's rulings. Absolutely amazing. We're going to talk about the implications of that. But I want to tell you first that this hour is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. You know, we're seeing attacks on our freedoms like never before, but we can secure our independence by breaking free of the confines of their systems of control, you know, like the FDA. The path to liberty starts with attaining a level of self-reliance. My Patriot Supply is a home of a wide array of survival products, including the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage products. It's delicious, nutritious, and prepares in minutes. Patriot Pantry offers amazing variety, great taste, and is packaged to last up to 25 years. Visit mypatriotsupply.com/Alex today to experience their top-rated customer service, top-quality products, their incredibly reasonable prices, the products you need, the service you expect, and the price you can afford. Visit mypatriotsupply.com/Alex today. Well, Anthony, this is pretty amazing, isn't it, to see the level of detail that they're doing. But I think it's really, we see all these different government agencies doing it, but you know, just as people are starting to maybe even get passé about the NSA monitoring everything, they now find out that the FDA is doing that. They're assassinating people's characters who are whistleblowers. They're monitoring what people are saying about the FDA rulings.
Well, isn't it interesting? We see all these dying government organizations and these corporations like Bank of America, for example, spying and desperately trying to make sure there are no whistleblowers to reveal anything about the company.
Yes.
Because they know if the truth came out, they would ultimately meet their downfall. Now, specifically, we can go back to Bank of America with the leaked emails. One of the biggest stories in recent times that we managed to break through InfoWars, through StoryLeak, my website, is the Bank of America emails revealing that Bank of America has all these spying teams that go out on social networking and they look for so-called Occupy protesters or anti-government people, basically anyone that questions the establishment. And then they work with the feds directly.
Yes.
In coordinating these people into certain groups and profiling them.
Mm-hmm.
And the FDA is just doing that now. And they're also desperately afraid of the whistleblowers inside.
And yeah, before we get away from that, I was just talking earlier in the show to Paul Joseph Watson, and he was talking about Glenn Greenwald and his experiences with WikiLeaks and with Julian Assange and everything. And we have the slides that were leaked. Actually, WikiLeaks got a hold of the slides where they were plotting to Bank of America and others were plotting to freeze their accounts, and they were plotting to go after Glenn Greenwald and other leaders personally, just like we see the FDA doing with this Yale radiology expert that worked for them that was blowing the whistle on the GE radiation device. We see that it's a method of personal attack. And in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Kathleen Willey. How did the Clintons come after her? How did the Clintons come after all these women who accused him of sexual misconduct? They went after them with personal assassination attacks. That's what's so very, very dangerous about the surveillance state that we have.
Well, you see this in every single sector, from the nuke commanders getting fired in the military, all the Air Force commanders being pushed off, Obama firing all the generals, mm-hmm. to, you know, ultimately the spy sector, where they're now desperately afraid of whistleblowers. You talk to any federal government worker, Obama is going down on anything that's related to whistleblowing. It is the number one enemy of the state.
Oh, yeah.
That's why the FDA is doing this.
Most of the people that have been prosecuted under the Espionage Act that was put back in, I think, 1917, almost all of them have been under the Obama administration. I think he's done like six or seven, and prior to that, and all the other administrations combined, there were three. And he's like double to triple what these other people have done.
Well, you know, he has Bank of America helping him. He's got the FDA.
Yes.
He's got multiple wings of this looking into it. And there's actually two key things. Napolitano, Judge Napolitano, says this is against the Fourth Amendment. He's already speaking out against it. It's already making news, which is good. But I want to talk about in a little bit how years ago we already exposed all of this. And mm-hmm. years ago, we've already exposed how the medical establishment is dying. The FDA and all of its cronies are losing, and they're imploding, and this is the result. Because first you ignore it, then you try and fight a little bit. They're at the boiling point where they're melting down, and this is their response. They have nothing but physical action. They have nothing but overload, meltdown levels of red alert scenarios to where they're trying to squash the whistleblower so it doesn't get any worse. But the FDA knows full well what's going on. They know key things we're going to get into. How superbugs are dominating everything, and garlic is actually the answer. We have the studies. They know that 80% of all the antibiotics used are from livestock, and they permit that. They know all of this. They know that even though every corporation is funding Monsanto and funding these, you know, anti-GMO labeling bills, that organic is still $31 billion as of just a couple of years ago. I mean, it's exploding. They can't stop it.
Yes.
You're winning the battle.
And that's why they want to look at social media. They want to know what they can do. It's now an info war. It's an info war and a PSYOP war. And the FDA is saying essentially the same thing with this RFP. They're saying essentially the same thing the Pentagon said a while back. Remember that televised news conference that they had with people who were information officers for the Pentagon? And this one lady officer gets up and says, nobody believes what we're saying. They just dismiss it as mindless propaganda because we're not telling them the truth, essentially. And so the FDA is looking at this as well. They're trying to manufacture consent for their agenda, and a vital part of that is to know whether or not their propaganda is working. So they want to have a company that's going to do it. This is the sort of stuff that used to be done secretly. Now they're just out in the open.
No, exactly. Kind of, and that's the craziest part about it, is they're out in the open.
Yeah.
And we're able to, you know, push the headlines in such a way that we can get this to the mainstream media and ultimately win. But this reminds me of a key article that I was on actually with Alex, I think in September or 8 months ago or something. The GMO activists being targeted specifically by the government,
mm-hmm.
by criminal government organizations, you know, actually looking for criminals, saying that GMO activists were concerning and, you know, anything to do with GMOs was radical and right-wing extremism and things like that. This is what we're talking about. This is what Bank of America sees us as, these people that are not following the establishment agenda and should therefore be reported to the feds. And this expands into everything. And specifically, we can get into the fact that even though they're trying to squash the whistleblowing, even though they're trying to use disinformation campaigns and go into the comments of major news websites like InfoWars and just spam garbage all day long, even though they're doing all that, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
People are talking about it. And specifically, one way they're really trying to dominate this field for their own victory is by making it very challenging for supplement manufacturers or food manufacturers to even get good, high-quality organic ingredients. You know, whether we're talking about food that's been highly irradiated, such as if you get organic ingredients, sometimes you have to actually, by law, put them through mass irradiation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you have to use pesticides that are actually worse than some of the, you know, Roundup pesticides from Monsanto. All of this craziness is happening, and they're putting these laws and bureaucratic limitations on all of this so that you can't even get real food anymore. And that's
right.
Why it's such a challenge to get organic, real ingredients, and I'm amazed that we've done it. I'm so glad to work with Alex on InfoWars Life with Supermale Vitality and everything, because it's so hard to get real organic ingredients.
Well, you got this. It was the FDA themselves that has just floated new regulations that are going to be taking place in the next couple of years. And there was a story that came out last week in California where the FDA went to an organic farmer's farm and said, here's my badge. Here are these new regulations. I just want you to know what's going to happen. You're no longer going to be able to make your fertilizer on the farm. You're no longer going to be able to till your ground with animals. We're going to have you buy all this stuff from big pharmaceutical, you know, the big fertilizer companies. You're going to buy synthetic petrochemicals and pesticides and this sort of thing, because we're going to outlaw the natural ways that people have farmed for millennia.
And
that's just yet another place where they're coming after the family farmer, the organic farmer, and putting this burden of regulation on them until they drive them out of business. Regulations on the, so that's the way the government has always been used, is to put, for the large companies to come in and use bureaucracies like the FDA to put burdensome regulations on their competitors, which in this case are the small independent organic family farms, put them out of business so they've got a monopoly.
No, exactly. The FDA acts as a mafia corporation to impose its laws and regulations on the other corporations that aren't paying their dues, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen now is manufacturers that are actually using high-quality, super good organic ingredients get visited by military people in military uniforms that say they work for the FDA.
Yes.
It turns out they do. They're lieutenants and everything. They now use military terminology to designate the FDA officials. They come out to these factories with weapons and tell them, yes, we're going to have to check out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as if they're criminals, as if the organic manufacturers out literally in the middle of farmlands with, like, the best possible stuff out there for anything, the cultivation, all the best regulations, all the best stuff, they're out there saying, yeah, we're going to have to take a look around. We're going to have to look at all your proprietary stuff, take some pictures, you know, all this stuff. Total harassment. Meanwhile, you have drug companies that are killing people.
Yes.
They pay a few million dollars, which is like 0.001% of their actual annual profits, and then they get slapped on the wrist.
Because the FDA is really there to provide legal immunity for these companies. They look at something like SSRI drugs or Paxil, which just recently came out, and they said, look at how the reoccurrence of cancer or the mortality of cancer skyrockets when Paxil is given to women with breast cancer. Now, of course, Paxil is an SSRI antidepressant, And for the longest time, Paxil and these other Prozac, these other SSRIs, they would give them these drugs and for treatment of depression. And in the information there in the fine print, it says that it can make you even more depressed. It can make you suicidal. It can make you homicidal. It can exacerbate the very condition that you're taking it for. But nobody reads those. They just know this is FDA approved. And if somebody sues them in court, it's like, hey, I got an FDA approval, so I'm okay. It's my legal immunity.
No, exactly. And it costs $12 million to pay the FDA to go through even these simple processes. And then you have something and you look at it over and over again. And you know, let's be clear. It's just like everything else establishment. There are some good functions of an organization that's meant to keep people safe, except they've gone beyond that in a rogue-like element where these corrupt bureaucratic maniacs have taken over and are targeting now small farms, small organic manufacturers, giving them the same regulations as they would Merck, a multi-billion dollar company. Here's a company that makes $20,000 a year making small tinctures or something like that. And they give them the same infrastructure requirements as Merck.
Yes.
Or Pfizer or something. But then at the same time, you look, and it would be one thing if we just had this medicine. Okay, you know, sometimes it's killing, you know, 20% of the patients. You know, sometimes these vaccines are causing cancer or whatever. Okay, but how about the fact that, you know, in some studies, turmeric is killing 80% of the cancer cells, or ginger, or, you know, just adding lemon to water is amazing. Or, hey, how about drinking purified water is curing things? It's like the FDA is literally ignoring all of the real stuff in many of these cases, while targeting the real stuff at the same time, as Pfizer and Merck and everything just make billions of these death pills. And you can look over and over again. I mean, look, years and years ago, we were telling the FDA, the judge was telling the FDA, remove superbug breeding antibiotics from the animal feed.
Yeah.
It's going to kill us. Yeah. It's going to cause superbugs. Right. 80% of the antibiotics are in livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Remove superbug. Look at this title. Remove superbug breeding antibiotics from the animal feed. That was from 2012.
And but the people who do it, they try to shut them down.
No, exactly.
Because they're organic, or they're free-range chickens, or they've got hogs that they let just graze, and their immunity to disease is naturally increased because they get out of this little tiny box inside of a factory. They get sunlight. They get to walk on the grass. They get to eat natural food. No, can't have that.
Exactly. It's not even about animal rights, which is a great thing in itself, in many ways. But it's about the fact that, hey, if we don't stop breeding superbugs, it will kill us.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a nice little happy thing like, oh, we want to care for the animals. That's great and everything.
Right.
Too.
You don't want to eat sick animals.
Well, hey, they've been caught selling animals with cancer now. Mm. In China, they pump sewage into the meat.
Yes.
I mean, this is totally out of control. And obviously, China isn't FDA regulated. But the point is, what's going on is the FDA is ignoring all this stuff, ignoring the fact that here we have in a medical news today, which is super mainline, super mainstream, garlic kills hospital superbug MRSA. That's pretty plain and simple, huh?
That's pretty amazing.
An ingredient in garlic may offer one of the best defenses against hospital superbugs, research shows. The compound is said to be effective even against highly resistant strains of the notorious MRSA bug, which has claimed many lives. And it has.
Wow.
Because they try to use these antibiotics, these garbage antibiotics over and over again on these superbugs. And then they complain, and Obama has to issue executive orders to create more antibiotics, stronger antibiotics. Gee, you know, which contractors are going to make billions on that?
See, the problem with using garlic, though, Anthony, there's a big problem with using garlic, and that is
it can't be
patented by some big pharmaceutical company. It's got to go.
Exactly.
It can't be effective.
David, don't worry. Pharmaceutical companies are already taking the sulfuric compounds from garlic and trying to patent them into a pill.
There you go.
To make money off it when the next plague comes and we all need garlic. But the simple reality is that, eating garlic, well, here's why this is so warped. Eating garlic is great. It will help you. If we actually took our science, though, that we were putting and pouring billions into these antibiotics, pouring billions into this cancer research that's never going to tell us anything, pouring all these billions of dollars, we're going to take 1/100th of that and put it into research on how to take this garlic extract in a perfect way, in a perfect capsule, in a perfect organic, wholesome form. We could literally be wiping out superbugs like MRSA, be wiping out all of it, and not have to take antibiotics, which just deplete our gut flora. Then gut flora has been linked with the depletion of gut flora has been linked with mental illness like schizophrenia and depression, and then that causes even more insanity. The whole body is being systematically destroyed when you look at something like a pharmaceutical drug coming in. And that's why more pharmaceutical drugs are given to address the side effects. If we were actually going to put a little bit of cash into the garlic to replace some of these antibiotics, we would have better gut flora. We wouldn't have as much mental illness. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have as many killings and murders and violent crime. Mm-hmm. It would be a complete domino effect in the good sense if we just were to put a little bit of money into garlic. That's just one thing. You have turmeric. You have iodine. They introduced iodine into the salt, and they saw a 10-point IQ increase over a shorter period of time. I mean, all of this is happening. The hormonal attack on our bodies, the estrogen mimickers, BPA, attacking us on a daily basis. If we were just going to take that out of the water, out of the water bottles, the plastic, which they knowingly put in, they chose one with BPA, they knowingly put that in, we would see a world of difference. But guess what? The FDA decided not to ban BPA.
Yeah.
And then the next day, all the shareholders rejoiced and made billions upon billions over and over and over again, because it would mean that they'd have to use different plastics.
Same story over and over again. And
why
even when you talk about
monitoring us, because we're talking about this, and if some insider came out and talked about it, it would be game over. And that's what we need. It's a call to arms, really.
That's right. They want to know where people are getting their information, so they can get either crack down on that source of information or get some other agency like the FCC, which is metastasizing way out of its original function. I mean, you talk about the FDA, and you say, rightfully point out, that there are some needs that we need to have government inspectors on the quality of food. I mean, we can have dirty food enter the food supply from corporate farmers. We can have it enter from small farmers, and we've had that happen in the past. But they metastasize way, way, way far beyond that. I'm with Anthony Gucciardi. We're talking about the FDA. We're talking about your life, actually, the food that you eat, the drugs that you take, or what you do to help yourself. We're going to be right back with more information, so stay tuned.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I know I got to play my hand.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex, and I have with me in the studio Anthony Gucciardi. And we've been talking about the latest revelation about the FDA wanting to monitor social media chatter about product risk. Now, this is just amazing. They put out an RFP. They want someone that they're going to hire to keep track of things like the most cited news stories, the major themes of discussion, sentiment analysis, word clouds, message maps, and samples of verbatim consumer comments. So they want to know what you think about what the FDA is doing so they can then more effectively propagandize you using PSYOPs and the information war. When I talked to William Binney, he said he was very concerned about the police state that we have entered, and he said we're no longer close to a police state. We are in a police state. For years, he monitored East Germany and the Soviet Union, and he knows exactly how this comes down. And now we see it happening even with the FDA. Once they know where you're getting your news, they send in the trolls, or they shut down that source using the power grab from the FCC. The FCC is now asserting that they are going to be able to shut down websites based on copyright assertions. Couldn't get that passed in Congress with CISPA, SOPA, or ACTA. They tried twice with CISPA, couldn't get it passed. So let's just have a year of action and allow Obama and his bureaucracies to do that.
Well, the ultimate dream of all these organizations, whether it's a corrupt corporation or a taken over establishment rogue organization within the government, is not to just track everything you're doing, but to shut down the opposition because
yes,
they've already lost.
Yes.
In the beginning, that wasn't the goal. The goal was to ignore it or refute it in some ways. And that's why they, you know, try to have key icons, you know, like Alex and others on the news to try and make him look dumb. But ultimately, that ends up, of course, being a major victory. Mm-hmm. And more people tune in and more people realize what's going on.
They're not just creepy voyeurs. They're not just going to sit there. They're not just watching us just for the fun of watching us. They really do have an agenda. And we're seeing that come out now with the FDA, the FCC, other organizations.
They're planning the blitzkrieg.
Yes.
It's just a matter if we can have a scout go out on the hill with an old-fashioned telescope and tell us what's coming, and then we can prepare ourselves. Because they do want to, through things like CISPA on steroids, which is what's coming, shut down websites that they would call it endanger consumer health. So, for example, if I were to go ahead and publish, as I have multiple times, the fact that garlic is the answer to many superbugs and that we should put real money into that instead of these antibiotics that are killing people, then that would be threatening consumer health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the FDA hasn't approved garlic. The FDA hasn't approved that. The EU says water doesn't hydrate people. It's not even been proven.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That's quackery.
That's right.
So it would be endangering consumer health, and that's how they're going to do it. And they're going to issue something and say, please take this down. The FDA has decided this is against consumer health, just like selling real organic products, as we do with Supermail Vitality on InfoWarsLife.com. And I plug it because I believe in it,
mm-hmm.
and everyone should get a hold of it. This is resisting and funding everything that we're talking about, because we're going to be the ones pioneering all this. We're going to be the ones pioneering all of these solutions over and over and over again. So you should go to InfoWarsLife.com and secure these organic products.
Absolutely. You know, just as we said, they're not just doing this just for the information. They're actually going to take action.
No,
you have to take action. You have to take responsibility for your life. You have to be self-reliant about not only inform yourself about what the real risks are to you from these pharmaceutical drugs, but also understand what or these genetically modified foods, but also understand what the real advantages are, and then it's up to you to do something about it.
Well, you might not even get a chance to know if they manage to shut all this down. And just getting into GMO, Monsanto has so much pull, they can shut everything down. They've falsified FDA quotes in California to defeat GMO labeling bills. It's total insanity. We have to fight for our right to actually be able to speak, because
hang on,
we'll use this trick.
We're coming up to a break, but I want you to stay here. We're going to talk about this one more segment, Anthony, and then in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Kathleen Willey. You know, they want to know where you're getting your source of information. They want to be able to attack people. We've seen this happen over and over again.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.